Baz Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Silchus Nezikin Momen, and the damages caused by one's property in the Sefer Nezikin, in the Book of Damages, where in this Perek we discuss the next Avah Mazik, the damages of Shein, which is by the teeth, the pleasure of the animal. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding that the payment of Shein depends on the place of where the eating took place. Habehema, so an animal mu'edis, is considered forewarned, considered as a mu'ed. Lechel peiris, or yirokas, to eat fruits, or vegetables, or ketzim, and things like that. Lefikir, therefore, if nichnas alushos hanizik, if the animal goes into the property of the victim, of the damaged party, v'ochad v'am shadak l'ochlam, and that ate things which are normal for the animal to eat, so m'sham nezik sham, the owner has to pay the full amount of the damages. Shtema, that's a pasuk in Shemais. Uvir b'steacha, and if the animal grazes in another field, meita sedei v'gayim, the best of his fields, etc., meaning the best of the liability is what the owner of the animal has to give. V'machlasim b'reshus harab. Now, however, if the animal ate it in the public domain, so pater, the owner is going to be exempt because the pasuk says, uvir b'steacha, which is in someone else's field, not in the public domain. But, v'mnenis, but if there was pleasure on the part of the damaging party, mishalem mashenenis, the owner has to pay the benefit that they had, meaning the monies that the owner of the animal is saving by the fact that it ate the victim's food, lemashazika, not what it damaged, but rather the benefit that they accrued. As Rambam gives halacha beis ketzer, how so? So he illustrates, it says, nichnas alushos hanizik, if the animal goes into the property of the damaged party, va'ochlan, it eats shum shemin, sesame seeds, or loit, or chestnuts, or ketzbam, or things like that, b'shava dinner, the value of a dinner. So m'sham dinner, you have to pay nezik shum, the value of a dinner. But v'mechalasim reshus harab menenis, but if the animal ate them in the public domain, which are exempt from the damages, but it had benefit, it had pleasure, royim oisim, so we evaluate, we look at these chestnuts or these sesame seeds, ki'iluhim sa'irim o'omer, as if it's barley or bundles of the produce, meaning to say that in the public domain, one is exempt from paying the damages of the consumption. The liability is only going to be what the owner of the animal is getting benefit. Now, if the animal would not have eaten this food of the damaged party, he would have had to give it food to eat. So, but he doesn't pay the value of sesame seeds because he would never have given him that quality of food. Rather, he would have given them barley or amir, which is normally given to the animal. That's how much has to be paid. And then from Masham Deme Amr, Deme Sarim Bezoil. Actually, which that's only 2/3 of the, which like a more wholesale price, because since this was done beyond his control, who said the pricing he would have gotten? So he only has to give in a more wholesale value of, not of what it was, what it ate, but rather what the benefits were, which is animal food, that of Sa'irim or Amr. Halacha Gimel. Ach lachon haroim lo. Now, let's say the animal ate food that's bad for it. Let's say it ate wheat. So hoyv lo inenis, since the owner is actually not getting any benefit, because it actually made it worse for him, Potter, then actually going to be exempt, because there's no liability for damage, it's only what Hanon, there's no Hanon here. Let's say it ate foods that's not normal for it to eat. Let's say it ate garments or vessels. So here, Bemishas and Nizik Bemishas Rab. Now here there's not going to be a differentiation because it's not Shein anymore. Whether in the damaged party's domain or in the public domain, Misham Chatzi Nezik. Actually, the owner of the damaging animal will pay half the damages, because this is a deviant behavior and hence like a derivative of Karen. But now, why is this halacha that the owner will at least be chayiv for the chatzin nezik? Because of a derech b'nei adam, it's normal for people lanich kleihem uksusam b'shus harabim to put their vessels or their garments in the public domain actually nuchmat until they relax a little bit. And therefore, what the Rambam is addressing is that we shouldn't qualify this, as he said in the previous parak, if it's called kol mashana bo'acha v'shina by pater. If you do something abnormal and someone does then something back abnormal to you, that party's exempt. So maybe here where the animal did something mishunah because the original person, where his kelim did something mishunah, no, it's not mishunah, it's normal to put it down, and hence, at least, chatzin nezik, the mazik will be chayv. Halacha dal, behema shayse medes b'shus ha-nezik. Let's say the animal is standing in the property of the damaged party. But the Tosha paid us mishus ha-rab. It actually detached produce that was growing from the public domain. But v'achalos mishus ha-nezik. But it ate it in the property of the damaged party. So the damaged party, it wasn't even in his own domain, it was in the public domain. But the animal was standing and ate it in the Shus HaNizik. So they had double suffix. So this is an element of doubt. Do we consider where it was taken from? And therefore, that's Rosh Hashanah, which you would only have to pay what the benefit was. Or the place of where the damaged party's property is, where it ate it, and you should have to pay according to the damage. So, since the situation of doubt, we cannot collect more than what's definitive, and only has to pay what benefit it had, the owner. Now, but from Tavas and Nizik, Kamasha Hizika, but let's say the damaged party grabs according to how much the damage was, which is more than just what the benefit was, then then we don't take it out from him, because ultimately it did eat it in his property. So the suffer goes either way, and whatever the status quo is, that's where we keep it, before he grabbed it or after he grabbed it. If a dog goes into a courtyard, and it takes bread or mead, now then it takes it out to the public domain or to another courtyard, over there. So with the benefit to the owner is what the owner pays, because you go after the place where it ate it, which was in the Rosh Hashanah, wasn't in the Chatzar HaNizik. Now, but if let's say it eats it in the field of the owner of the courtyard, so it pays the full damages, as if it ate it in the courtyard itself, because ultimately, although it was somewhere else, but it was still in the property of the damaged party, that it ate it, and anything something like that, therefore it would be chayav nezik shalom. Halacha vav, regarding eating under pressing circumstances, and deviant type of eating. If an animal ate food that it doesn't normally eat, it would eat it under extreme circumstances if it had to. For example, let's say a cow that ate barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey that ate vetch, which is usually eaten by cows, a dog or fish, or a swine that ate a piece of meat, or a dog that was lapping oil, or a cat that ate dates, or things similar like this. Where, again, it wouldn't eat it, but if it was really hungry, it would. So, im ochle b'shus ha-nizik, if it ate it in the property of the damaged party, mishalm nezik shalom, the owner would have to pay the full damages like the halacha of shein, and the b'shus ha-ram patan, there in the public domain, wouldn't be exempt. Then this, but again, if there was benefit, mishalm nezik shalom, would have to pay what the benefit was, because this is considered not a shein, as Karen, it's not considered mishuna, because it's still considered an appropriate mazik of shein, because it would eat it under extreme circumstance. If a beast, a wild animal, goes into the damaged party's property, the turf of achla behema abasar, and it mauls and it eats an animal or a piece of meat, the owner has to pay the full damages, shezehu darka, although that's considered like a mazik, and that's not what a normal animal would do, but for such an animal, wild animal, that is its norm, and therefore that would qualify for shame. Now, let's say a dog eats small sheep, or a cat that eats large chickens, that would be deviant. It's not normal. And therefore, it's not going to be shein, it's going to be karen to pay half the damages. Halacha ches continues regarding when there's damages that are secondary to the eating. Sal sheish be lechem. If there was a basket that had bread inside of it, benichtes chamor, and a donkey comes in, b'shavar hasal, breaks the basket, v'ochal lechem, and eats the bread. Mishalm ala sal the ala lechem nezik shalom. Then you have to pay for the basket and for the bread the full damages. That's normal to break a basket when it's eating the bread. If a goat saw a turnip or things similar like that, al pei chavis, by the opening of a barrel, then stabek lechavis, and it got entangled in the barrel, ba'ochles al lefes, and it ate the turnip b'shavas lechavis, and it broke the barrel. Mishalm mashneim nezik shalom. It has to pay for both them the full damages, meaning the lefes because it's shein, and the barrel because it's regal, because kashem shadarka lechel, just like it's normal to eat, kach darka lehitalis b'kein b'lalis k'dei lechel. So it's normal for the animal to suspend itself on vessels and to climb up to be able to eat. And b'chein koyis, because anything similar like this would be considered normal and under shein and regal. Now, ablam nechnes hachamor, but if let's say the donkey came in, ba'ochlas alechem, ate the bread, v'achar kach shabes asal, and after it ate, then it broke the basket. Okay, then ala lechem sham nezik sham. So for the bread, it's going to pay the full damages, where that's the masik of shein. But ala sal chatzin nezik, but for the basket, it's only be half the damages, because then that's abnormal already, and that's going to be karen, which is only chatzin nezik, and anything similar like this. Halacha tes, regarding the place of where the animal is standing and the place of where it's eating, is integral. So behemish achlam teich rechav, if an animal is eating from within the street, so ben derech alechasa, whether as it's walking, ben sha'am debachl, whether it's standing and eating, it's normal for the animal to eat, and therefore mishas ram, one is going to be pater, as we learn from exer sakasa, mishas ram, it's considered shame. So, but mishal mashanenis, but the owner pays the benefit it had, because like we said, for that, ultimately, he is liable for. Now, even if the animal went by the sides of the streets and ate from them, which essentially that's really like the private property of the owner of the produce, the owner of the animal is not going to pay what it damaged because it's still normal for it, as it's walking in the street, to turn its head to the sides of the streets and eat over there. So that's still considered as the ptur of shame. Avil, but so that's if it turns its head to the sides of the street. But let's say it leaves the street. And it goes and it stands on the sides of the streets and eats over there. Then it's going to have to pay what it damaged, like the halacha of an animal that eats in the Rosh Hashanah, because now it went there. It's in the Rosh Hashanah. It didn't just turn its head from eating over there, which it would be in the Rosh Hashanah. Here it would be in Rosh Hashanah. Then the halacha is to pay like a regular shein. Let's say the animal eats from the opening of a store that's opened up into the Rosh Hashanah. So the owner of the animal pays the benefit that it had, just like a regular shein Rosh Hashanah. But if it eats not from the opening, but actually from inside the store, which is in the Rosh Hashanah, then Meshama Shazika pays what it damaged. Halacha Yud. Let's say an animal was walking in the public domain, the pashta tzavad, and it stretched out its neck, and it ate what's from on its fellow animal. Even if it was just standing, the payment is only for the benefit that the owner of that animal had, because it's very normal for an animal to eat from what's on top of the other one, and hence it's like a regular shein, which is a normal way of an animal having benefit and pleasure in Rosh Hashanah, which is patur. Now, but what's if an animal jumped? Jumped and it's on the other animal eating. Then the owner has to pay the damages. Because on the other animal is kachatzar hanizik uchashiv. It's considered like the property and in the domain of the damaged party. And that's where you're eating it. And that's considered shein b'shus hayachid, which would be chayv nezik shalom. Lachir Aleph continues regarding, let's say the animal fell and damaged. Let's say an animal slipped on a stone or even on its own urine. And now falls into a garden. And it bangs into the produce or the vegetables growing over there. Or it eats it. The owner only has to pay the benefit that he had, even though it's in Rishus HaNizik. And even if the animal is going from one row to the next row of the vegetation, even if it remained there all day long, the owner of that animal only has to pay the benefit that it had, and you don't have to pay Nezik Shalom, because since the way it got into the garden was with an oinus beyond his control, where it slipped and fell in, that would not make him liable. Now, what do you mean? What benefit is there from the first case, for when it bangs in, not when it's eating? So what hana is the owner paying for? Yeah, because it found a soft place when it landed, and its limbs did not become dislodged. So that's considered a benefit. Now, that's if it fell. But let's say it went down in its normal way into that person's garden and ate. Well, then Mishal Mashaziki, that's considered Shein B'Shus HaYachid, and would have to pay what the damages were. And Vafila Tinfa Peres B'Meleidan, even if it soiled the produce with the birthing waters, when the animal gave birth, Mishal Mashaziki, the owner would have to pay what the damages are. Why? Neshet Chalasai B'Pshias, although that's an oinus, but its initial entry was with negligence, because you're not allowed to let your animal go into someone else's field. And so even though it ends up being an oinus, tzchila is b'pshia, one's going to be chayv. Let's say it didn't slip in, but rather its fellow animal pushed it, and therefore it fell into the garden. Here also, mashal mashazik, the owner would have to pay what the damages are, because he should have had his animals go by one by one, so that they shouldn't push each other. The fact that he didn't do one by one, and they pushed it, that's his own fault, and there is going to be chayiv mashazik. Let's say animal slipped and it fell in. But then the yatsis ended up coming out of the garden. And then later on, b'chazalagin, they went back into the garden. Even though it went back without the awareness of the owner, Mishal Meshazika, the owner has to pay what the damages are. Why? He should have protected it. Specifically, it should not come back to this field. Because it's well known, once the animal knows a path into a garden, it's going to come back on its own because of the great pleasure it knows that's waiting for it over there in that beautiful garden, and it's already been there. So therefore, that's a liability that he should have known, and he's going to be chai for that. Halacha Yud Gimel continues regarding responsibility for damages. Hakadur shehichnes kedei roisav, a potter that brought his pots in lachatzar bal habayis shaloi b'shus into the owner's courtyard without permission. Ushvaratan behem toishal balabayis. And now the animals of the homeowner breaks his pots, So Potter, the owner is exempt. He didn't come in with permission. And Vimhuska Behen. And if let's say actually the owner's animal gets damaged with the pot, Palak there is chayv. The owner of the pot's gonna be liable. Now Vimhechnas Pershos, but if let's say he came in with permission, permission was granted with him to bring in his pots, then Potter. And Potter goes both ways. The owner of the pot is gonna be exempt if the animal gets damaged. And the Balabais is gonna be liable. And because the owner is responsible to protect his own animal that it should not get damaged because he gave that guy permission. And if the animal breaks the pots, the homeowner is going to be potter because he didn't accept responsibility to watch the guy's camera. So both of them are going to be exempt in this situation. But if Kibla love Balabai's Lishmas like this, let's say the homeowner accepted responsibility and say, I'm going to watch your pots, well then Balabai's chayv. If his animal damages the pots, then the homeowner is going to be liable. Not pots, but if he brings in his produce into the courtyard of the homeowner without permission. And the owner's animal eats up the produce, so pate, he's exempt from paying what the damage is. Well, he'll have to pay what the hana is, but he's exempt because he never gave him permission. Let's say the owner's animal slips on those produce and gets damaged. The owner of the produce is liable. He had no permission to bring in the stuff. But if he brought him with permission, then Potter is going to be exempt. Now, if the homeowner accepts responsibility to protect the pears, then Balabai is chayv. Then the homeowner is going to be liable for the pears that his animal ate. Let's say chnisim shalei b'shos. Let's say the guy brought in his produce without permission. And the owner's animal ate that produce, which he's exempt for. But actually, his animal got damaged from eating that produce. Bala Peres Potter, the owner of the produce is going to be exempt. Because the animal should not have eaten. If it gets damaged, one thing, but this indirect liability, he's going to be exempt from. Now let's say he brought in the produce with permission. But the owners of the courtyard left this guy, that they permitted him, they gave him permission to come into the courtyard. They left him l'shamroi, to protect it. And v'achalasim behem tisha balabayis, and then the owner's animal ate the produce, v'huska v'achalasim got damaged with its eating, then balabayis chayv. Then the owner of the produce is going to be liable because now the responsibility is on him, because we're leaving you to protect what we gave you permission to come in for, and you see the animals here, that's your responsibility. Shekevin shodo ha'behem o'echeles, because once he sees the animals eating devarim ha'mezikin law, things that are harming it, which is his own produce, v'nichan is letting it, chayv is liable. Because the owners of the courtyard, they're not around to remove the animal from them, because we're leaving you because you have permission to be here and you could watch yourself, and therefore it's his liability. And the Maisa B'Ishu, there was a story with a woman, she came in to bake in the oven of her neighbors. Now, they left her, and they got lost, so that she shouldn't be glancing at her when she's kneading and baking, because she might reveal her arms, and from reasons of being discreet and modest, so they left her. Now, then the goat of the owner came along and ate the dough, raw dough, and the goat died. So the sages made her liable for paying for the monetary payment of that goat. All things like this, because you're here and we left because of you, and therefore the responsibility of the watching is on you, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for that dead animal. Someone's piling up his produce in his friend's field without permission. And then the owner's animal ate up that produce. Well, Potter is going to be exempt from paying the damages. Well, again, you'll pay mashananis, but you're exempt because he had no permission. And if the owner's animal slips and gets damaged, well, Bala pays chayv, the owner of the produce can be liable. Achalasam, let's say the owner's animal ate that produce, v'huska b'achalasam, get damaged with its eating, well, Potter, the owner of the produce can be exempt, like we said in Halacha Yidah, because the animal should not have eaten. Now, v'mhigdash b'shus, if he made the pile with permission, well, then Bala sada chayv, the owner of the field is going to be liable for his animal eating it. Afa b'shali kibul of lishmar, because even though he did not accept responsibility for watching it, so why is he going to be chayv? Is because Shashem Bagran, because someone who's watching by the granary, by the pile of the grain, Kevin Shamali, once he tells him, Hagdish Bakan, look, make your pile over here, it's Kemisha Amalai, it's as if he's telling him, Hagdish, make the pile Vani Eshmalachu Chashav, it's considered as if he's saying, and I'm going to watch it for you, and therefore, even though he did not accept responsibility to watch it, if something happens, the owner of the field is going to be liable.